The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
905 on AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, heard every afternoon right here at 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, a contributor to Sinclair TV, author of Why We Fight. And we're going to talk to Dr. Gorka right now. He's kind enough to call us. Seb Gorka, welcome back to the show, sir. Great of you to join us this morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. Amazing year it's already been in just a couple of days.
You know, and I'm dying to get. By the way, I just told Mike Gallagher, I gave you a plug yesterday on Laura Ingraham's show with Raymond Arroyo. I said the team that we have here at Salem Media, and I said Dr. Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and myself, we're like fighting a fight, man. We're fighting a fight. Sometimes I feel like we're the oasis to go to, Seb Gorka. Am I right? You know, the only people making sense, huh?
When Salem came to me, when Phil Boyce, the master of talk radio, came to me a year and a half ago, he said, look, we're offering you a national show because we are in a culture war, and we want you to be fighting it with the amazing talent on Salem, like you, Joe, like Dennis, like Larry. And it's true. I mean, things have only gotten worse since I started a year ago.
Yeah.
Look at what happened last night. We killed the most dangerous man, the most vicious man in the world.
Yep.
And the left has issues with that. I mean, that's insane, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us your thoughts on that, Dr. Gorka, if you would, because this guy, he was so responsible for so many American deaths. And now, as Mike Gallagher just said on the air, the New York Times calls this guy the most revered leader in Iran. You have to be proactive in this situation, sir, don't you?
This is a man who, according to U.S. government statistics, is responsible. So this is Qasem Soleimani, the man called the Shadow Commander, a major general in the Iranian Republican Guard, who is responsible for all their extraterritorial covert missions. He alone is responsible for the deaths of at least 603 U.S. servicemen and women.
Lord.
We should be celebrating. This is a man is incarnate evil. This is a person who is walking around Iraq, targeting not only our allies, our partners, but also U.S. servicemen and women. So this is a great day for freedom lovers. This is a great day for those who understand that evil isn't something from fairy tales and you know, mythology. Evil lurks in the hearts of men and walks this earth. But at least today, there is one less evil man on this planet.
Yeah, and by the way, what's this guy doing, Soleimani? What is he doing in Iraq? What is he doing in Iraq? He was planning attacks. I mean, really, no one asked.
Exactly. And the DOD, the White House, after the incredible news yesterday, released some information stating that this man was planning imminent attacks against U.S. personnel. And that's good enough for me. Take him out. He's dead. And apparently two other terrorist leaders are also dead. This is what leadership looks like. Remember, Joe, when our naval officers, our petty officers, our naval crew were taken hostage by Iran, and Obama did nothing. Remember when Obama sent $140 billion to Iran at the time when John Kerry said, oh, we know some of this money will be used for terrorism. That's the difference. Who was it? Some senator from Illinois. His last name was Obama or something. He said, elections have consequences. Do they ever, Joe?
Yeah.
Do they ever?
And how close was this to being another Benghazi, do you think, Doctor?
There's, I don't know who did it, but somebody tweeted out on Wednesday night, 13 hours versus 13 minutes. In Benghazi, our consulate is attacked. Obama does nothing for 13 hours. They could have launched out of Italy. In this case, our embassy comes under attack. The president gives the order. 100 Marines are deployed. Ospreys are deployed. Two Apache attack helicopters hovered above the compound. Look, that's what leadership looks like, and that's why we voted for Donald Trump. That's why Democrats, people who are white, black, yellow, I don't care, came together and said, Washington is broken. We need a non-politician, and we're going to vote for Donald Trump. And this is what leadership looks like. It's really that simple.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, you got a great book called Why We Fight. You can listen to Seb Gorka every afternoon, 3 p.m. right here on The Answer. And we appreciate your time, Dr. Gorka. I know how busy you are this morning. But with Nancy Pelosi, not handing over the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, should the White House be like throwing out subpoenas? Isn't this illegal that she's not doing it? And doesn't that make the impeachment null and void, sir?
Well, look, when you have one of the Democrats' own star witnesses, right, an op-ed in a way he says exactly that. If you take a vote for impeachment, you have the vote, and you don't forward the articles to the Senate for the trial.
Yeah.
Then he hasn't been impeached. It's a charade. It's a farce. This is, again, another piece of evidence that this has nothing to do with any crime the president committed. Because the only crime he committed, Joe, is he defeated Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi knows that they can't win this year. Look at the candidates they have. If all of your candidates for president are running on a platform of dismantling ICE, getting rid of DHS, giving taxpayer-funded health care insurance for illegal aliens, you're not going to win. So what do? You use the second most powerful tool that Congress has after declaring war on a country, and you use that as a weapon. It's an outrage. Impeachment is not a political weapon, but that's what Nancy has sunken to.
And Dr. Gorka, before we let you go, sir, Mitch McConnell expected to speak today. Will he do or say anything to speed things along? Are you expecting to see a trial in the Senate?
I think there will be a trial. The question is how long. I don't think they're going to do the bold move of dismissing this out of hand, which they could, because it's been, the president or the last council president, that they still have transcripts missing. So I think there will be a trial. Hopefully it will be robust and brief, and we should have some fun, because I think, maybe Hunter Biden should be subpoenaed. What do you think, Joe?
Oh, man. Seb Gorka, Dr. Gorka, we appreciate it. Great listening to you. Say hi, Carol. Say, I'd like, if I may, Dr. Gorka, you'll make me look really great with this wonderful woman right next to me, Carol Alt. Say hi to Dr. Gorka.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Happy New Year.
It's Carol Alt, Dr. Gorka, making an introduction
Good
right there.
Good morning, Carol. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
this
you.
Guy's voice here.
No, it's a great
glorious
accent. Yes. Not a New York accent at all.
In exchange for doing that, I want to come on your next trip to Italy, all right?
Too much fun. Dr. Gorka, you are booked, locked and loaded, sir. It would be our honor. Seb Gorka, we love you, and we'll be listening. Thank you, Dr. Gorka, for joining us.
Yes.
Take care. He's such a good guy. He's such a patriot. He loves this country, but he's got that big voice, and he's a big guy, He's tall, and when I see him, he wants to go to Italy. We got to see.
Hey, why not? Why don't you get some other celebrity friends to go with
you? That would be great. The Seb Gorka to Italy? I think we're going to try to pull that off.
I know you keep aiming for me, but I'm always over there.
You're the girl. You go over there, you speak Italian. You're going to smoke me for granted. You know that we went and we saw my family over there. We didn't even talk about
this. No, we didn't talk about this.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You have no idea. 9:13 with Joe Carroll. Yeah, and Professor Dershowitz is going to join us. And a big thanks to Dr. Gorka. And you can Google Dr. Gorka and certainly listen on The Answer. So we go over. Now, this was what's great about Steve Perillo. He goes, last minute, Joe, we want to go to your hometown, Prato la Sera, in Avellino, Provincia di Avellino. It's northwest of Naples, right?
Okay.
And
I was going to say, you're from the south. You've got
I do have a great-grandfather from La Spezia, Giancarlo Giannini's hometown. I have a grandfather from there. But we say we're from Naples, Avellino. So now we're going to take the bus, and we left from, I think, Sorrento, and we went out to Prato la Sera. Carol, it was a homecoming. It was, and all everybody went. All but the
did you know?
Went.
Did you know your relatives there? Had you met them
I only
before?
I knew a couple cousins.
Okay,
Albino, Gerardina, Maria, and I knew, and we were there before, but not like this. We pull up with this big Perillo tour bus, and you know what? The mayor was there. The mayor.
Did they know you were coming?
Yes, it was all. Steve set it all up.
This wasn't really spur of the moment for him. It was just spur of the moment for you.
Spectacular! We got out. And
Steve Perillo did that for you.
Yeah, it was. That's it was so great. Well done. And so we got out, and there was Marie, and there was Gerardina, and Albino, and all the kid, young kids I didn't meet. Alexandra. It's so beautiful. Then we went. We go into like a little theater. Now this isn't like. It's not like a town. It's like a country village, really.
Got it. Okay.
So we go.
So everybody knew everybody. Everybody's related.
Exactly. And we go into what was looked like. I might have been. I don't know what the structure was, but they made it into a theater.
Okay.
So we walk in and they start playing Frank Sinatra music.
Oh,
was that great?
They know you.
Fly me to the moon, and I'm looking, and they put a Best of Joe Piscopo up there. I mean, it's like it was just so, and then. The beauty for me was we had all of our listeners there in the theater, and then they gave me an award, and not a dry eye in the house. Debbie was there. Debbie Duhaime was there. It was such a wonderful, wonderful thing going back to the home.
I wanted to know, did you do this in English or in Italian?
That's a good question. They're all Italian. So did
you have a translator?
No, I spoke it. No way. Yeah, well, I know. I can speak it.
I get it.
I can read it really good. I put it on my phone, and I did the speech in Italian, and I read it just to make sure I was okay.
Right.
So, and then I didn't do it with a Southern Italian accent, because you know when you're an Avellino.
I know. Aspetta minuti.
So, it was so nice. And it was, and walking the streets of my grandfather was monumental for me, you know. So it was. That's the
beauty. How old is your grandfather?
No, he was. He was.
Oh, walking the streets where your grandfather had walked.
Yeah, walking the steps of my grandpa. It was right there. And we saw his house. We walked through the whole thing. It was great. It was so wonderful.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, you know what? And then we went right there. We went off, did an offshoot trip after that to like a vineyard in Avellino. It's really interesting, and where they made mozzarella by hand.
Naples has the best mozzarella.
Yeah,
they do.
Right?
They make it by hand. It is so delicious.
You know what?
And by the way, it always has to travel in water.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. So if you get mozzarella and it's not in water, it's not real mozzarella. I mean, mozzarella has to travel in its own water.
Where do you get it in New York? Where do you get all your food in New York? I mean, all your raw food in New York. Can you tell us where you
go? I get them all over the place. I mean, I go from Whole Foods to Rawsome Treats. Rawsome Treats has amazing stuff over on Orchard Street. I mean, they have amazing desserts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I eat a lot of salads, and there's carpaccio. All the Italians, carpaccio, bresaola, prosciutto, all of that is all Italian. It's all raw or cured.
Carol, all kind enough to hang with us this morning. And Carol, tell us about, when we talk about Donald J. Trump, you've known him for such a long time. You've known
40 him. Years. I met him 40 years ago when I was 19. Oh, my gosh. Did I just say that on the air?
All right.
Now do the math.
So, someone's doing the math. I know. So, but when you met citizen Donald Trump, and he was Donald Trump, I guess he was Don.
I said, hi, are you Don?
Like that, and you knew him from just being the real estate guy in New York.
No. We were on a show together.
What was
crazy enough. Okay, here's the story. Roger Ailes was producing.
Wow.
Don and I were on as guests, and I had told my boyfriend the night before, who was a big real estate guy back in the day, I said, I'm going to be on such and such a show tomorrow with Donald Trump, with a guy named Don Trump. And he says, my friend Don's going to be on that show. Tell him I said hello. So I went up to Don, as any 19-year-old would do. I said, hi, are you Don? I'm Carol, and my boyfriend Marty said to say hello. And I've known him ever since. I took him to a hockey game, sat him behind the glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? And when I explain to people who just do not like this man, it's okay. He was a great guy, no?
Well, he said to me one time, he said, Carol, if you're ever doing anything with charities and you need support, I'll buy a table. I mean, that's the part of him I know.
Yeah.
But then I also know the Celebrity Apprentice part where he wouldn't let me win.
But you think did he step in? You think
midway through?
What happened?
It was kind of the hint came down from Omarosa that they wanted, the cowboy and the Brit. And I thought, wait a minute, what about Beauty and the Beast? I mean, because Piers Morgan was clearly the Beast.
Yeah. Oh, and on The Apprentice that you did.
Yeah, and I got right to the end, and the way he dismissed me was, I don't want hockey players or supermodels at my finale. You're fired. I said, if you're firing me for that, I mean, how do I argue with that? It wasn't my performance. It wasn't anything. So
you think there was something?
I think it was just a TV decision.
Yeah, not just because. Yeah. So, and you have no.
I never let him forget it, though, on the live. He got a little annoyed with me on the live. It was like, wait a minute, why didn't you let me win? You're asking me about Trace Atkins. I'm like, that was my spot.
Carol Ault with Piscopo in the morning, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Professor Alan Dershowitz will join us. And you're welcome to call at 877-970-2999 on a Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie Duhame is out there. I'm telling Carol about the Italy trip, Debbie.
Sounded great,
well,
Debbie.
It was amazing, Carol. You didn't believe you went.
You should have told me you were going.
Oh, we had a blast. It was 75 people all together. We had so much fun.
But when I was on that stage, I looked down, and as I was on stage in Avellino,
I saw
Debbie, and she had tears in her eyes.
I
almost lost it right there.
That was amazing.
I'm surprised you kept it together,
I know.
Joe.
I choked for a second. I said, let me get through this, because I don't want to be embarrassed. Yeah. It was beautiful. Debbie, you're a beautiful person.
Cool. It was cool being in the hometown of where your grandfather walked. Yeah. I mean, that was just like so neat. That was really fun.
History. Mm-hmm. And Gerardina came back. You know, I saw her just a few weeks ago. She came to New York, and we took her around to the Doodles for Hunger event that we went to with Joe Sano and John Catsimatidis and Margo. Hey, 9:21 on the radio with Joe. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Be careful out there. And Debbie's got you covered on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, everybody. 110 is closed in both directions by Jericho Turnpike out through Huntington Station. It's a serious accident over there. We're still seeing some delays this morning on the A train. And let's take it out to the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit. Looks like you're also suspended Raritan out through Plainfield because of some ongoing issues. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, okay. The roads kind of wet out there, so take it slowly. 280 West, exit 15. It's an accident on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the Cross Bronx. What a mess on the Cross Bronx West out by the Sheridan. It's an accident with all lanes subject to closure. Truck into the overpass. Looks like a fuel spill out there as well. So bumper to bumper now in both directions as you head through that area. Taconic South at Route 100. Looks like some ongoing police department activity. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is better than I expected. You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. Yeah, you're the best company out there. And the commercials, you know, they talk about it, but a lot of times it's like, I don't know if it really gives it true justice of what this really is. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. You can just feel the energy. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it. It's amazing.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains a Democrat vote.
If you vote for the Democrats, you are voting to allow the cartels to keep making their billions of dollars at the expense of our country and our fellow Americans. For a party that wishes to sabotage the economy that we have today.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Larry Elder explains it's tough to get the truth out of Washington.
James Comey being interviewed by Chris Wallace. James Comey had repeatedly said that the dossier was valid, verified, truthful. Either it was essential or it wasn't. You said it wasn't critical. IG Horowitz says it was. Oh, I don't understand him to be saying that, but maybe I'm wrong. Hard to say. Can we move on to something else?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right. 924 with Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. On AM 970, The Answer, Professor Alan Dershowitz is standing by. But I have something for you. Please go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. AM970. You go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials, and you can get Mike Lindell's offer of buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets, plus free shipping, plus... You know what? They announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee right through March 1st. You have nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Please click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. These things are absolutely selling out. Buy one, get one free Giza Sheets. Mike Lindell. Use the promo code AM970. Now, if you want to call, it's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or go to, please, MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials. Use the promo code AM970.
Take AM970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 925 in New York, New York. Professor Alan Dershowitz, world-renowned author, criminal lawyer, law professor, civil liberties defender. And Alan Avi, if I may, sir, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year, happy holidays, and so nice of you
happy
to join
New
us.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. I always enjoy going back in time with you, talking about the past, the present, and the future.
And you know, one of these days, I'm going to bring you on stage, Professor. We're going to do It Was a Very Good Year.
That song.
Come on.
We're going to do some Frank Sinatra.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, no. I think this is, you know, today is an important day in American history in light of President Trump's decision to take out the second most important leader of Iran. And I think we have to talk about that a little. We'll see what impact it has on the Senate trial. You know, the new year is starting in a big way. I have a new book out called Guilt by Accusation.
Yeah, thank
you.
$2
on Kindle, $2 on Kindle.
Wow.
You can read all about it and see how to prevent it from happening to your son and your father and your uncle. False accusations are rampant today, and we have to stop it, and that's why I wrote this book.
And you know what, Avi, if I may, about the president taking out Soleimani. I mean, he saw this coming. You knew of this guy and his terror past, correct?
Of course, yeah. And, you know, it's so interesting because Democrats are now saying, oh, it's terrible. It's targeted assassination. What about when they did it to Osama bin Laden? It was the same thing. They were properly claiming credit for killing somebody who had killed Americans. And here you have Soleimani, who killed Americans, was planning to kill more Americans. And he was a military leader in uniform. He was a combatant. And the laws of war permit you to kill combatants when they're in the process of trying to kill Americans. So legally, there's no doubt that the president had the authority to do it. And you know what the implications are going to be in the Middle East remain to be seen. But legally, nobody should criticize the president or any president for taking out somebody who endangers American troops. In this case, he already killed American servicemen.
Yeah.
He already killed an American contractor. All of these things are true. They shot down an American drone. They attacked Saudi oil resources. They were just getting out of control and aggressive. And hopefully this will send a message that America is going to respond forcibly, and maybe it will slow down the Iranians. Maybe it will speed them up. You know, you can't predict what the Iranians are going to do because they are controlled by one leader who is a religious zealot and who has sworn revenge. So, you know, stay tuned and be careful.
Professor Alan Dershowitz with us. You know, Alan, if I may, we talk about it all the time, and I don't think you can talk about it enough. So I got to turn to you on this, these anti-Semitic attacks, anti-Semitism on the rise. And, you know, I know you're a Democrat. I know you're a liberal Democrat. I'm a former lifelong blue dog Democrat. Now I'm just an independent because I don't understand why you can't shut down, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the spewing of hate against Israel, against the Jewish community, and the House of Representatives in the United States of America. Professor, what's going on? Why does this continue?
Well, I think the best way to shut them down is to vote them out of office, but that's unlikely to happen because they represent districts that are not typical. Most Americans would not vote for any members of the squad, but they are elected by their constituents.
Yeah.
And at least Ilhan Omar has made statements that can't be interpreted as anything other than anti-Semitic. And when those statements are on the social networks, they can easily inspire other people. You know, people say this guy in Muncie was mentally ill, but 99.9999% of mentally ill people don't hurt anybody. If you have a mentally ill person, if he is mentally ill, and then the social media keep yelling about kill the Jews, kill the Jews, and he goes on the social media and looks for Hitler sites, then it's not the mental illness that did it. It's the atmospherics that did it. We have to address those atmospherics. And it comes from extremists. It used to come from extremists on the hard right, obviously, during the Nazi period. Now it's coming more from extremists on the hard left, particularly among young people and on college campuses and intersectionality. Anti-Semitism is a key part of the hard left's approach to world affairs. And I was so thrilled when I was able to speak at the Hanukkah party at the invitation of President Trump and praise him for passing this executive order that makes it clear that universities that accept federal funding will not be allowed to tolerate anti-Semitism any more than they're allowed to tolerate sexism or other forms of racism. It has to stop, and it stops now, I would hope, as a result of this executive order.
Yeah. Professor Alan Dershowitz, you were great. I told you that before last time we chatted. You were great. The president calls you up, man. Did you get heat from that from your liberal friends, by the way? Because I got to tell you, as an American, you were great. You spoke on the behalf of the Jewish community all around the world, sir, and it was great.
Well, look, I will advise any president. I have advised presidents going back many, many, many generations. And as an American citizen, if a president calls on you and asks for your help, as I was asked to help on this executive order and I've asked to help on the Middle East peace plan, of course I'm going to do it. I did it for President Obama. I did it for President Clinton. And as long as I'm alive and an American patriot, I will help any American president, whether I voted for him or voted against him. I did not vote for President Trump, but he asked for my help. And I'm going to continue to help him.
Isn't that funny, though? You spent Christmas Eve at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump. Is that right?
Not quite. I spent Christmas Eve at Mar-a-Lago with a friend of mine who invited me to dinner. We weren't even sure the president would be there.
Yeah.
We were sitting way on the other side. But then I got on the buffet line. And who got right in back of me on the buffet line? President Trump. And he didn't have a plate. And so I handed him my plate. I said, here, take my plate. I'll get another plate. And he said, I'll get my own plate. And then, you know, we schmoozed. And he asked me about my holiday and his holiday. He wished me a happy Hanukkah. I wished him a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And then my wife came over and he talked to her. And then I went back and spent the rest of the evening with my friends who, you know, you always dance with them who bring you. And my friends brought me. So I spent the evening with them. But I did have an opportunity to schmooze with the president, and it's always nice because, you know, he brings you up to date as what's happening in the world, and it's whether you voted for him or not.
Yes, yes, and he loves you and respects you for the brilliant legal mind that you are, sir. Hey, and everything going okay with it? And I hesitate to ask you, Professor, but you're always so honest, so we appreciate you being like that on this program with the whole Me Too situation. I know Arthur Idella is there, fighting.
Well, I'm not embarrassed to talk about it. I'm a victim. I have been framed, wrongly accused for money by a woman who I never met, and lawyers who, according to her best friend, pressured her into falsely accusing me. So I'll talk about it from today until the end of my life, because I did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I have had sexual contact with one woman since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein, namely my wife. And so it's a totally false accusation. I wrote a book about it. Guilt by accusation. People say, oh, you shouldn't write the book. It just brings more attention to it. If you don't write a book, it will go away. I don't want it to go away. I want to disprove it. I don't want it to be lingering out there. Some people say maybe he did it, maybe he didn't do it. At a trial, I'm going to be able to prove this woman has falsely accused Tipper Gore, Al Gore, Bill Clinton. She wrote an email in which she admitted she never met me. She wrote a manuscript in which she admitted she never met me. She told the FBI she never had sex with me. And yet people believe her. Read the book. $2 on Kindle, and you'll see how absurd these accusations are. And yet the 92nd Street Y will not allow me to speak. For 25 years, they invited me to speak. But now they won't invite me. They admit they know it's a false accusation.
Yeah.
But they say, we don't want trouble. We don't want trouble. That's a familiar phrase. I remember it from during the McCarthy period.
Yeah.
We don't want trouble. Yeah. We don't want to bring people in who are controversial. Well, you know, that's the 92nd Street Y's shame, refusing to have somebody who has totally been a victim of a crime as a speaker.
Well, you know what, Professor? You and I are just going to have to go on the road and do When I Was 17. It was a very good year.
It was a very good year when I was 17. But, you know, as I said, when I was accused, I never had sex with an underage girl, even when I was an underage boy.
Yeah.
That didn't happen in Borough Park in the Orthodox community that I was growing up with. Marriage licenses didn't come with learner's permits.
So
it was a good year, but it was a good year for holding hands.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of necking, but that's it. I never even got beyond first base. I tried, but I got slapped down trying to steal second. So 17 was a good year, but when I got married at 20 and a half,
wow,
that was a much better year. Yeah, I was very young when I got married. You know, that was the way it was in Borough Park in those days.
It's good. Alan, appreciate it, man.
Those are good old times.
Yep.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm lucky to have Arthur Idella as my lawyer and Imran and his whole team. They are great lawyers and they're doing a great job and will prevail because in the end, under the American system of justice, the truth ultimately comes out. It's going to cost me a fortune and it's tarnished my reputation among unthinking people and it's got me canceled by the 92nd Street Y and others. But in the end, we'll prevail because the truth comes out.
Avi Dershowitz. Alan, thank you so much, Professor. Please come back anytime. God bless and Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you, Alan.
Happy New Year to you, too. Be well. Bye.
Alan Dershowitz right there, Professor Dershowitz with Piscopo in the morning, 9:36. Joe on the radio. We're going to go with Carol Alt in a moment. Let's go to Al Gattulo right now. He's got the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking for a man who allegedly tried to punch an 8-year-old boy and then attacked his mom at a Bronx subway station on December 23rd. The boy says it happened while they were standing at the Elder Avenue station in the Soundview section shortly after 12:30 p.m. The boy's mom was punched as she tried to shield her son and her 1-year-old son, but was not hurt. Cops say the man is between 35 and 45 years old, wearing blue jeans, gray hoodie, and a black jacket, and anyone with information is being asked to call police. Domino's Pizza is responding to criticism from Mayor Bill de Blasio over the price of pizzas in Times Square on New Year's Eve. De Blasio ripped the chain for selling pizzas for $30 and encouraged New Yorkers to stick it to them by patronizing local shops. Domino's Public Relations Director Jenny Foraker tells the Detroit Free Press the prices were elevated because the food was being delivered to people unable to leave where they were for New Year's Eve due to security, and adds they've delivered to Times Square for the event for more than 10 years. She also pointed out 93% of their restaurants are owned by franchisees who set their own prices. In sports, Nets beaten by the Mavericks 123-111. Rangers lose to the Flames 4-3. The Devils beat the Islanders 2-1. And Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán suspended 81 games under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. The ban retroactive to September 19th when he was placed on administrative leave by the ball club, meaning he'll miss the first 63 games of this upcoming season. College hoops tonight on The Answer. Seton Hall will take on Georgetown. Pregame at 8:50. The tip-off's at 9 o'clock. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970 The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the A train. We're seeing delays downtown with ongoing signal problems. Also delays on the L. 10-minute delays on the LIRR Long Beach branch, Raritan Valley line of New Jersey. Transit still suspended between Raritan and Plainfield. Garden State Parkway South exit 100. Car into a tree over there. And over on 280 West exit 15, it's an accident on the shoulder in Newark. Problems continue on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting out toward 3rd Avenue. all lanes subject to closure. Truck into the overpass. Now we're seeing a fuel leak involved with this. A lot of emergency activity at the scene. Stop and go traffic as you head over to the West Side Highway southbound. That's slowing down as you get down toward the 150s. 110 is still closed in Huntington Station with a serious accident getting out toward Jericho Turnpike. Rain today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us at 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher is in. He came in early from his vacation because of this monumental day in the United States military and down what's happening in Washington. So don't forget Mike at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. So I have in my hand my Balance of Nature travel, my little travel bottle. Carol, I know. Look at Carol. She's taking...
He just caught me taking a handful of supplements.
Look at the side. Look at all those pills, man. Look at that. Carol, you now those are all vitamins. I want to respectfully, you really are at the cutting edge of everything healthy like that. And forgive me for interrupting you.
Go ahead. I just had it to my mouth.
You could take them all at once like that? There must be about 20 pills there. Is that?
32.
Oh, my God. And you know which one?
Yes.
This is Balance of Nature.
So all of these pills that I'm about to take are probably in there.
I'm telling you. You know what it is? Dr. Douglas Howard is a doctor. He's a medical doctor, but he's a holistic guy. And the whole family, the Howard family, they're from Utah. And they came up with this concept of putting fruits and vegetables. I'm handing it off to Carol now. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it
right.
is.
Right. So it's powdered. It's
yeah. they
actually, I take a green powder in the morning, which these pills would probably replace.
Resveratrol.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And all antioxidants. And not, you know, me having the cancer in 1981, I said I need all the antioxidants.
I didn't know that.
Thyroid cancer, medullary carcinoma. Thank you very much.
Holy moly.
I know. By the grace of God.
This is the best thing you could do.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
Balance
yeah.
of Nature is probably the best thing you yeah. could do for a condition like that.
Now, Frankie V is here. Can we give you a couple bottles you try? Because all
night,
talk about raw foods. This is it. This is it. Balance. And I say to you listening.
Can I take my pills now? Turn off my mic.
Hey, look at that. All at once. 32 pills. Oh, I wish you could see this. I said... Balance of Nature, it's good for you, and that's why I want you to try. Frankie does it. Al's on it. Debbie's on it. We're going to get Carol Alt on it, man. This natural, man, natural raw foods. Come on. Balance of Nature. Here's the number for Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Now, listen, please, to start your New Year's resolutions right. Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751 or go here, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
The 8-5 Orange look for their fourth straight win, hosting 9-4 Notre Dame in the Dome tomorrow at 4. Join us for Orange pregame at 3:30 on AM 970, The Answer, New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
What a morning.
I know we're still talking about this Balance of Nature.
Well, it's because I know how particular you are about
Very.
What you eat and how you eat.
Yes.
And that's, and oh, I got to tell you this. This is the greatest. I meant to tell you this. I hope I. So sometimes I have, I know, I spilled my water. Sorry.
You're getting all excited.
Well, because.
What's such news?
Sometimes I'll show you a picture of you and I together.
Right.
Just people. And some of them will be your former friends. And then they will look and they will widen the shot. They want to see how good, how does Carol Ault look so great? They say, she looks exactly like she did 30 years ago, you know? But, and I always say, you know, she, all this raw foods, all the way you eat, because you really haven't aged a day.
It's
you look spectacular.
It's the supplements, it's the food, it's, you know.
Alcohol, no alcohol. Wine,
you
maybe?
You know, I did have a glass of champagne at New Year's. I mean, I live my life.
Yeah.
I just don't do things that I feel are going to be wrong or age me. You know, my doctor once said to me, you're the accumulation of everything you do to your body.
Yeah.
And if you think about that from the time you're born till now, then nothing happens all of a sudden. We don't get old all of a sudden. We don't get wrinkles all of a sudden. We don't get gray hair all of a sudden. Mm. We don't get fat all of a sudden.
Mm.
And we don't all of a sudden have a health issue. And something like this, these veggies and fruits that you've been doing with the Balance of Nature, something like that. I have been doing something like this since 1996 because this is the best way that I could think of. Most of the time what they do is they dehydrate out the fruits and vegetables so they become dry. They take all the water out and then they powder it.
Yeah.
So you're getting your, if you don't like vegetables, this is a great way to take your vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're taking too many fruits because there's too much sugar to have in fruits, you don't really want fruit juices, this is the best way to take a fruit. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand exactly what they're doing. This is what I've been teaching about in my books, Eating in the Raw,
and
the Raw 50, and Easy Sexy Raw. This is what I have been teaching
about. What's the name of the
book? Easy Sexy Raw. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, A Healthy You, which was, stop slapping my hand. you know, that was on Fox News. Your buddies over there.
Yeah.
You know, my show was on there.
Yes.
But you and I, you and I should do something together. We should do a lifestyle show.
Yes,
or
something.
You know.
You know what? I think so. I really think so. I think it's time because you're so much fun, and we're so like-minded in trying to stay
healthy.
I think
you need a little estrogen in this room full of testosterone here. Debbie Duhane is on the road, so she can't really, you know, pump up this room. But this is heavy testosterone. Everywhere you look, there's a guy.
It's so true.
Guy.
And they're all Italians, too.
I know a guy.
Hey, Carol, can I ask you, I was telling my sister Carol was fascinated by what happened to you when you, and you talked about it on the air, so I don't mean to break confidence.
Oh, what happened to me?
No, when you had the massage and your back went out.
Oh,
side. Carol,
no, it wasn't, my back didn't go out.
What happened?
The girl got on my back with her elbow and her full weight and slipped off my sciatic nerve as she was massaging because my nerve was, you know, it was like a rope.
You were lying.
I was laying prone. And she slipped off, and she went down between my spine and the sciatic nerve, and she broke cracked my rib.
Oh, my
and
God.
And ripped all the prima facie that was holding my ribs. And I didn't know this. I got off. It went, oh, it's just a little too hard. And I thought, wow, I've never ever said that to anybody before. And then I got up, and an hour later, I went over, and I was over for 6 months and then had physical issues. And the doctor said to me, and here's another reason to do something that's healthy, like a, you know, Balance of Nature, if that's what you want to do. You need to do something healthy every meal, not just every day, every meal, because the doctor said to me, wow, you must have been in really good shape because this would have killed anybody else.
Really?
He said, this would have killed anybody else.
What was your rehab like? It was like, did you have to do exercise? Did you have to wear a brace or anything after that?
Oddly enough, I found this guy who was an orthobionomist. You have to look it up. Yeah. I can't even describe.
He's like, would have somebody named.
Yeah, exactly. He was on my show on Fox, and I called him up. I said, you have to see me. You have to see me because I'm literally dying. When I walked in, he said, oh, my God, you're blue. You look like the Wicked Witch of the West. I was blue. I had lost 25 pounds, 30 pounds. I was down to my model fighting weight, which at this age, it's like you got to choose between your butt or your face. You know, if my face looks good, it's because my butt is big. If my butt is small, my face looks bad. So I make, you know, you make the choice. It's a conscious choice.
It's so funny. No.
It's the truth. But, you know, he put me back together. But literally, I mean, my liver had moved 2 inches to the left. My kidneys had fallen forward. And worse, I know you had your issue with the thyroid.
Yeah.
You know, when your thyroid's out of place, your thyroid's not feeling good, you start losing your hair. And you can see it in your nails. So if you ever go to, I know, the Bard Cancer Center, for example, on 61st Street, they can look at your nails and tell you if you have health issues. And I was losing my hair. I mean, it was all this crazy stuff. And thank God I had eaten right and I had done all those things constantly through my life since 1996 when I met Dr. Timothy Brantley of the Brantley Cure. And that's who, you know, just staying on that regime saved my life. And that's the thing. You always have to be prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
Hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst.
Like falling on your face like I did. Hey, Carol.
Or being massaged. I mean, who would have thought? A massage.
Did you get surgery? Did you get surgery to fix it?
Yes.
So they went in and they did a little fix?
Yeah, and you know, the worst part was I couldn't even go back to the masseuse who had done it because nobody, they won't admit that they did it. Oh, they say, oh, you just picked up your suitcase wrong. I mean, excuse me.
I had ripped
prima facie.
Oh, my
you
Lord.
You know, because she fell off, but she had momentum. With her full weight, and it was like she just ripped all the way down, and all my ribs were released.
Wow.
So they were floating, and it took a really long time to figure out what had happened because it was during the flu season, and everybody's like, "Oh, you got the flu, the super bug, the this, that," and that's what I thought I had at first, which blew my mind because I'm a raw foodie and we don't get sick.
Yeah,
that's why things like this balance of nature are so good because. They help prevent things like that.
I'm looking at my French toast over here with the maple syrup. I know
it's
she's
a long story, and I'll turn my back while you eat that garbage. I'll look at Charlie over here and Al.
Carol,
he's been eating that all morning. I've been like, don't you see my face?
I haven't taken
here?
A bite since you've been here. I'm afraid to eat.
That's baloney. That's baloney. You sneak bites. I see you.
Listen, he was worried before he walked in here. He said, "You're going to see me eating the French toast."
No, the first thing I did when he sat down is he picked up the maple syrup and said, "Do you want some maple syrup?" I'm like, "Excuse me?
It's raw food, maple syrup, though."
No.
All right. Well, see, now I'm not eating. Am I eating anything? Nothing. You want that muffin? We don't know what's in that muffin.
I'll throw this, you know. You
would never eat that muffin.
Throw that out at Yankee Field at first base.
9:51. I'm afraid to eat anything now.
Here, have your balance of nature.
Yeah, I'll take some more balance of nature.
These are mine.
Those are yours, girl.
Thank you. Thank you for the gift.
Balance of nature will do it. Yeah. That'll definitely keep you healthy.
Debbie on the road for you. 9:51 on AM 970. The right. Debbie, have a great weekend, please.
You too. Joe, it was great talking to you again today, as usual. And Carol, it's such a pleasure having you with us.
Same here, Debbie.
Yeah, we really enjoy you. You're awesome. Let's see what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Al and everybody. Let's see what's happening right now as we head to New Jersey Transit. The Raritan Valley line is still suspended between Raritan and Plainfield. It's all due to some ongoing issues as you head out through Middlesex. Let's see what's happening on 110 and Huntington Station. Everything reopened. Let's go over to the Cross Bronx. This is a huge mess on the Cross Bronx heading west, getting out toward 3rd Avenue. All lanes subject to closure, a truck into the overpass. It's a fuel spill as well, so emergency activity at the scene. Heavy in both directions on the Cross Bronx out through 3rd Avenue. It's pretty busy on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the 140s. Hudson River crossing's okay. 280 West, exit 15 in Newark, an accident there. 440 heading northbound, getting up through Bayonne, getting reports of an accident as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Through Tuesday, save up to $600 when you get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Don't wait. These deals end Tuesday, so visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you to try your perfect bed today. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Hot-buy offer available while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, damp, and mild today with some rain this morning, then just a bit of rain or drizzle in the afternoon, high 52. Cloudy and damp tonight with occasional rain and drizzle, low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with intermittent rain and drizzle, high 48. The rain may mix with or change to a bit of wet snow before it ends tomorrow night. And for Sunday, blustery and colder with intervals of clouds and sun and a high of 41. AM 970, The Answer.
Man, oh man. I'm getting a
You're
lesson
getting
here.
You're getting a lashing, a tongue lashing here for your
You're taking
diet.
What? You're taking what,
You're
Carol?
Doing what?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what you will agree with, Miss Alt,
tell
is
me what
going
I'll
agree to
with.
Retro Fitness. Yeah, we would be honored to have you come down to our gym in Flemington, by the way. But I love that what Retro Fitness is doing now. These are great folks, and this is a great...
And this is a great deal, isn't it? Because then you can bring a buddy. You can bring a buddy along.
Carol, they came up with this, and then Stacey,
well, tell us what it
my
is.
Business partner,
yes.
it's you know, you think it's buy one, get one free. It's not buy one, get one free. You buy one, give one at Retro Fitness. Now, we want you to go to Retro Fitness. Fitness of Flemington, right? But this is buy one, give one. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. So unlike other gyms, we created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says. You buy an annual membership and give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and you can access any of our clubs around the country. Of course, again, we want you to go see Stacy down in Flemington, New Jersey. Great gym, Carol. You got to come down and see Stacy down there. Here's the number for Stacy at Retro Fitness in Flemington, if I can, 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, we got some time, 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher. Let me go to Marianne, if I can, in Jersey. She has a question for Carol. Marianne, welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Carol Alt is right here for you.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you?
Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yes, I'm an older woman, and I have thinning hair on the right side of my head. I was wondering, do you have any natural remedy that you could recommend for me?
You know what? First, get your thyroid checked. That's always the biggest thing for me because that's where I had my issue. So get your thyroid checked. Make sure it's up and running and doing what it has to do because it regulates hormones, and it's always an issue with hormones when you start losing your hair. So that would be my first suggestion.
Well, I did have it checked. And? I had it checked, and it's normal, but I was just wondering if there's anything like to rub on or whatever.
Well, I'm looking at Al.
Uh-oh.
I always put the stuff. I put the.
Oh,
I put the,
Marianne.
No. I put the topics. I put that topic.
I know. It's a trick.
And they do it. I learned that at Fox News. They say, oh, there's a little thinning there, and they put it on your hair. So
yeah, it's great.
What's the best food? What's the best raw food, Carol? Yeah.
Well, I think it's an overall general thing. You know, you have to make sure you maintain a really good diet. It's always diet. When all these things start happening to your body, it's always diet. And the best thing to do is nourish yourself. Now, like he was just saying, this is another commercial for your friends.
Balance of nature.
Because
right.
if you start rebuilding. It's start taking stuff that rebuilds your body. And it'll, because the hair and the skin and the nails are the last thing. If you've got nothing left over after rehealing your body, rejuvenating, regenerating, if there's nothing left over, then your hair, your nails, and your skin are the last thing to be nourished. So you have to give yourself extra nourishment so that you can take care of all the stuff in your body, and then it'll take care of your hair, your nails, and
your
skin.
There you go, Marianne. And Happy New Year. Marianne, thanks for calling.
Thank you for the question, Marianne. Hope I helped.
You're unbelievable. And you're listening now. It's Joe with Carol. She's telling me I shouldn't take, and I don't want to mention the name because they may be sponsoring something on the national, but you shouldn't take any of that omeprazole is what it is. You know, that stops heartburn.
Well,
you
really need to get heartburn at its cause.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And that usually is food. So if you mix more raw food in with your diet and take some really good digestive enzymes, papaya or porcine pancreas enzymes, something like that. If you know, because this other stuff is only... Come on, stop laughing at me.
Listen, you're right. I'm going to listen. Papaya.
I know, but you look at me with this like smile on your face. I don't know what's going on.
Because I violate everything that you're telling me to do. I shouldn't do. I'm doing.
No, but the Italians have everything great that's raw.
Yeah.
Even fresca. You know, you can make a great fresca.
I love you, kid.
Darling, I always want the best for you and your health, especially in the new year.
Thanks, Carol.
Right, Al, tell him.
Carol, an honor to have you with us always. We love you
so much.
Thank you
for
Carol
having
Ald
me.
Right there. Thank you, Al. Charles, well done. And Yuri, thanks for coming in. Joe Piscopo, would you do me a big favor and go out and make it the best weekend ever? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says the NYPD will take immediate steps to protect the city against possible retaliation after a deadly U.S. airstrike in Iraq. Iranian General Qassem Soleimani was among those killed in a U.S. rocket attack in Baghdad. Mayor de Blasio tweeted Thursday, steps are being taken to protect key New York City locations from any attempt by Iran or its terrorist allies to retaliate against America. Security experts are recommending caution when dating documents in the new year. Instead of abbreviating the year as 20, they say write out the entire thing 2020. That's to keep scammers from altering the documents, for example, altering 20 to 2018 or some other year that starts with 20. It could have implications on everything from contracts to checks. In sports, Nets beaten by the Mavericks, Rangers lose to the Flames, Devils beat the Islanders. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.